This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries. I'm way excited about today's guest. It's Andrea Hazim.
How are
and,
you?
I have children that Andrea knows since they were literally born. And for me, as a parent, it's so important that my child is educated by people that are biblically based and also that they're really into the reality of the stuff that's going on there today. And many of my videos and teachings are about, you know, family and children. And I know Andrea a long time, and she's so much into these same values. She has three sons herself, but taking a to a ministry level, Andrea has something that's really special out there, and if you joined us on our live Friday night hangouts, we've had Andrea on talking about that, but I want Andrea to come on here now and talk about this, and I'm sending my own daughter to this thing that she's going to be talking about because it's that powerful, and if you have children and you want them to just get an amazing experience, because I've spoken to many of the children that went through the ministry that she's going to talk about, and they keep coming back year after year, and I plan that to do my daughters as well. So tell us about this amazing leadership conference and everything in the training, TLT. Tell them about it because it's amazing.
Well, thank you, Paul, first of all, for even caring, for taking the time to want your people to understand
it's important.
It is.
It's so important. Yeah. And I think there's far too much time wasted on telling people what they already know and tickling ears. I want people to learn and train up their children the way they should go, and this is the way they should go.
That's well, TLT stands for Tomorrow's Leaders Today. And why do I call it that? Well, as you know, you look around the world, where are all the leaders? Where are the political leaders? Where are the spiritual leaders? Where are the health leaders? And truly, we're called to be leaders in our own home, in our own self. You have to lead yourself, you have to lead your family, you have to lead your children. So honestly, the reason why I started this, Paul, is because it's the things that I wish somebody would have taught me when I was a young adult, figuring out my identity, my purpose. It was hard. My parents were divorced when I was six. My dad got married three more times. Those were heartbreaks every time. Their divorce, my parents' divorce was a heartbreak, a 10-year divorce, terrible. And my mom got remarried. It was just a mess. I mean, no, I knew my parents loved me. I'm from a big Italian family. Love was there. Food was there. A lot of great memories. Cousins, aunts and uncles, grandparents, all were there. But nobody talked about what we today we call emotional intelligence. Nobody talked about forgiveness. Nobody talked about hatred. The Italians are famous for, like, you know, vendetta, like, you know, we'll do to you what you did to us kind of a thing. Nobody talked about the divorce. My parents never sent me for counseling to know how to process it. And those things all translate into my future. And then I made bad decisions because, honestly, I believed a lot of lies. And they weren't even conscious in the front of my mind lies. But they were lies like, wow, what nice guy from a married family is going to want to marry me with the crazy family I have? Three stepmothers, this and that, like, and it was such a corrupt program running me. I didn't even know I was living out of lies until I'd say I was 40. 40.
Wow. Wow.
40 was the first time I went to a training similar to what I do. And it was so life-changing. And I sat in that training having revelation after revelation, paradigm shifts. Like, it was a lot. And I knew in my heart, I'm going to do this work for people one day. This is so important. And why didn't I know this? That's how I felt when I learned about health. When I was 16 and I read Fit for Life and Diet for New America, I was mad. I'm like, how dare they keep this truth?
Exactly.
And that's how I felt about what people call it, personal development. Really, to me, it equals having fruit of the Spirit in your life. Like, I did not know how to develop patience and gentleness and kindness because I wasn't understanding that I had no tools. Now, of course, I'm a believer, and that I think this is one part of Christianity, if you want to call it that, being a believer, is we have the word, we have prayer, we have the Holy Spirit. Of course we do. But just like if you're cooking or doing something in the kitchen, isn't it nice to have a mixer when you're making bread or a juicer when you're making a glass of juice? These are tools. And God has given us some amazing, amazing tools to advance relationship restoration, especially the one with ourself, because we have a relationship with ourself, whether we know it or not. And many people have self-loathing. They don't like themselves. And that's why you see the result, right now, the statistics of self-harm and suicide are at an all-time high.
Absolutely.
And they've never, they go up every year. And COVID exponentially went up. And if you see the rates among teenagers and Christian teenagers.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
It's alarming.
Well, I'm a big believer in spiritual warfare. And I know that battle that's consistently going on. And from a health standpoint, I know that our external factors can develop the person we are, but also the health and disease and all these things. So from a physical standpoint and a spiritual standpoint, people need to know these things that you're teaching here.
Yeah.
Because the things like unforgiveness and self-bitterness, you got to let go of in these things. People are being taught these things, and it's a big problem. And not only are people suicides high, but when you have Christians, and the parents are usually, or the children are a reflection of the parents. So if you have parents that have spiritual battles going on and they're not winning, like depression, the kids one way or another are going to be affected. And then when you have divorce and things like this, the kids are going to be affected. And I love this camp and this training and this conference and everything you're doing, because it's teaching children how to win these spiritual battles and also how to live life so you don't set yourself up to be in a position that you don't want to be in. It's really wonderful. So it's important for all children out there, and it's one of the most important things. I love Andrea and her husband. They do a ministry here, but the youth is such an important thing to them, and it's really powerful. And it's like I just love everything they're about, but I couldn't wait for my children to get to do this, and I'm excited they're going to be doing it.
Well, you know, they're our future, and I see them as like pure potential. Do you remember being in high school in chemistry and you see the electrons swirling around the nucleus and that atomic diagram, you know, was like potential, right? Because that atomic bomb came from the potential of colliding this energy. That's what these young people are. They are pure potential. They can go in any trajectory. And if we can influence that and train them and give them the right worldview, the right mindset, a healthy tools at a young age, there's nothing they can't do and be.
Exactly.
That's why I don't know if you could see over Paul's shoulder. This is what my famous saying that I say to them, that you were born for greatness, like an eagle, created to soar. And you know in Isaiah how it says, mount up with wings as eagles. That imagery, I want them to see that they have that potential to let the Holy Spirit lift them up. And then I tell them how at the bottom it has a chicken and a crow. I'm like, you are not born to be a chicken and a crow, scratching around in a barnyard floor with your face in the dirt. And then of course I could lead into like, who do you hang around with? And
exactly,
those people that are trying to pull you down, and those crows, you know, the crows, eagle facts are fascinating. And the crows will try to like mess with the eagle, but because the eagle can fly at altitudes with different oxygen levels that crows can't, so they don't even like try to fight them. They just go, oh, really? And they go higher, and the crow has to like fall off. And I love that. So I love to bring in a lot of imagery, a lot of hands-on pieces. Like, oh, I brought one to show you. So literally when I say hands-on, this was a board that a student broke. And we'll do things like helping them identify lies they believe or where they're stuck. So like literally the first night. And they, you're amazed how they just open up. Because maybe, and sadly, it's the first time in their life they felt valued for their opinion, their voice. They know it matters in this arena. I call it my TLT arena. And everyone's going to lean in and listen to what you have to say. Even the shy ones will speak. So like in this scenario, this girl, what she was breaking through was insecurity and unhappiness. What parent, if they saw that this was the state of their young daughter, that's tragic. You're unhappy? Why are you unhappy? You're insecure. Why? You're beautiful. They need to be built up. And Listen, you know, my love language, if you guys know about love languages, is acts of service. So I love when my family helps me. And I'm not really big on words of affirmation, but it is nice. And but some people, that's their love language. What if you have a child and they are thriving? It's like you're going to give them food and nutrition. What if the nutrition of their heart and soul is a word of affirmation? And you're more like that director parent, like you're going to more like, come on, you know, you got to do this, fix that. I used to be that way. That's why I'm so passionate about this. But if they're that word of affirmation and we're not building them up, so I love my little props. So one of the things we do at TLT Conference is this exercise called The Greatness I See in You. And this was an envelope that I had. Everybody gets like this delivery system. So picture a wall with everyone with an envelope with their name on the envelope. And all through the week, we teach them. We model it, and then they practice it, speaking words of life. Some of them don't know how to do that. Some of them are used to being a bully and being rude or being sarcastic and putting somebody down, and that's cool. Oh, it's funny. Oh, it's just a joke. Well, that's maybe fine in your world, but we're going to practice the greatness I see in you. And they literally write these note cards to each other all week, and in the hopes that they take it home. And we've had alumni have it become a family tradition. For birthdays, the best gift is they go around the table and they all speak the greatness I see in you.
Wow.
Really?
Amazing.
Isn't
amazing.
It?
Yeah.
Then we do a gratitude one. We had a tree. I had a guest speaker who kept a gratitude journal for years, and she talked about that and what that looked like in her life. And then they each filled out this thing about gratitude. On the bottom, it showed the fruit of the spirit, and they hung it on a tree. So now that's another, you know, thing that we do. So as you can see, it's all hands-on, breaking things and then creating. So this one, so after they break something, like they say, okay, where are you stuck? What do you want to redefine in your life? And then, oh, I'm insecure. I'm unhappy. Okay. Well, who do you want to be? And well, obviously they want to be happy and they want to be secure, right? They want to feel confident. So I know God already says that about them. So I tell them, listen, God sees you that way. Why don't you just agree with him? And I'm a chiropractor. I do the whole alignment thing. I talk about posture, spiritual posture, physical posture. I'm like, get in alignment with the king of the universe, what he already says about you. You might as well agree. And like this girl says, I am bold. I am confident. And then they sign it. They date it. This is just one way to do it. Sometimes we do it in a poster. You never know. Every year is different. So I've created a five-year curriculum. And then every 5 years we go through. So a student doesn't say, oh, I've been to that. It's like, well, you want another layer? You want another layer? You know, and then we keep taking them through and adding layers, amazing guest speakers and all kinds of activities to build them up from the inside out.
Now, do the 5 years start the same time for each person, or each person's on year one when they come?
It doesn't matter what order they come in.
Okay.
They're not in an order. They're just facets. You know what I mean? That you could do in any order. And I love it because when they've come through several years and they're my alumni, I train them to train. So now they speak, they mentor.
And that's so powerful.
They travel with me. I just did the homeschool convention. I had like 8 alumni.
Wow.
I just stood back in amazement, like, God, you're amazing. Watching them talk to parents, talk to teenagers, run the booth, play games with the people that walk by. I'm like, do a podcast. They did a podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Here's the
TLT podcast.
Wow. Here's the thing that, you know, so many of you that are watching now believe, oh, we're in the end times, we're in the end times. And I'll never forget when I saw a speaker say, what if we're not? What about our children? If we are, everyone's so focused on the end times and it's now, and they're not preparing for the future. They're not raising up children the way they should be. What if we're not? What if we're not in the end times? What's going to happen to our children if we're not teaching them these important things? So, yes, whether we're there or not, we need to prepare our children to be ready when they're older and when they have children, and just for life experiences. And that's what you do. And that's everything what's so important. And that's what the scriptures are about. Yeah. It's about teaching us and going to make disciples. And that's what you're doing. You're going to making disciples.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we should be doing and what you're doing.
Absolutely.
If you have children, this should be essential for you to contact her. It's in Florida. And do you have anything on? You have stuff online.
Yes, Pompano Beach. It's tltmovement.com, and that stands for Tomorrow's Leaders Today. You'll see something that looks like this. It says the roadmap. Check that out. It has all the details, the locations. And Paul, for your viewers, I can extend this $100 off promo till Friday. So time's of the essence, you know.
Okay.
If not, you know, just go on TLTmovement.com and check it out. You'll see like some of the bullet points: identity and purpose, social and emotional and spiritual maturity, serving leadership, character development, relationship enrichment, team building, time management, conflict resolution, and so much more.
I'm going to put a link below the video to that. But do you have an e-line program of this for people that can't physically make the conference, or?
Not this year, but we will. We will. That's coming.
Okay.
And also what's coming is, Elevate Life Educational Foundation is the parent organization that I founded 8 years ago in 2015 to be the parent to run this program. But Elevate Life is going to be expanding into family coaching and professional development. Because every year, if you do send your young adult, your young leader, just know that on the last day, on the 23rd, starts on the 17th, students get dropped off. It's a 7-day sleepaway. On the 23rd, when they get picked up, the parents are invited to come to a beautiful award ceremony and a luncheon. So you will be hosted for lunch. We will kind of debrief you, give you like a little snippet. I have a keynote speaker. And then the students come in and join us, and we have a beautiful award ceremony. And everybody's usually crying. And they're saying, when are you going to do this for adults? I'm like, okay, I hear you.
That was my next question.
I hear you.
Definitely.
So we are going to be doing a lot more programs in the fall for families, for parents alone, all that kind of stuff.
That is amazing. And okay. I am telling you, I told people about this the last couple of weeks. And I think I know two people in my ministry that are joining, sending their children. And I want it to be more. And where there's a will, there's a way, because you also have a scholarship program.
Oh, yes.
And a way to make the children pay for this, which is amazing.
Yes.
Because Andrea gives you tips on how to make your kid do fundraisers.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They can literally end up going at almost no cost if they do this.
Gosh.
And they walk you through it on their website and everything. So
yes.
Get on the website today, because this is coming up this year. It's in July. It's coming up.
It's like 40 days away.
Yeah, it's coming up. So 40 days, that's powerful there.
But
right,
that's
there.
No excuse not to be able to raise
exactly.
the money. If money's an issue, don't let it be. Because where Yahweh guides, He provides. And
exactly.
If you put the $200 deposit, and even if you don't have the deposit money and you want to raise the money, you could contact me directly. Honestly, I see it every year. And like I said, look for this program, the PDF download of the roadmap. In the roadmap has a whole funding section. And like Paul said, I've had students not pay a penny. I had one of my students, she was so good with money. She had envelopes, her car one day, her house one day, gifts for friends, like this kind of girl. And she raised every penny. I go, but you have money like you were. She's like, I'm not going to use my own money. You made this funding program. Why should I use my hard-earned money? I'm like, you're right. And
wow.
Not only did she raise it for herself, Paul, we had a boy whose mother died like out of nowhere. And she raised the money for him. So it's a digital funding platform. People can text in a donation. And in exchange for the donation, people can get like a raffle ticket to get a prize, like an iPod, iPad, nice things. So that's one way. I also have a sample donor letter. And you know what? We know there's parents who could just write a check. You know, that's not a problem. That's easy, though. I kind of challenge families to say, listen, get your young person engaged, especially if they've come at least a year. Maybe, they don't have a context the first year, but they want to come back. And then you say, okay, you want to go back? This year, you're involved. This year, we're going to fundraise. I had neighbors who went door to door. And one lady wrote a check for $200. She goes, you're a teenager and you want to go to a leadership program and you're knocked on my door? Hold on. She wrote a check
there
for $200.
That with the internet today, sending emails to
it's
friends
so
and friends' families, it's easy, and it's something people should do. This conference is amazing, and that's why I wanted to have this video here on this, my ministry here, to let people know about this. And I'm not going to stop. I'm going to let people know and continue to let people know. And I'm excited for my daughters that are going, and it's going to be amazing. I'm really excited about it. And you will be hearing from my daughter after the conference, but she's going to tell you all the great
yeah.
stuff she learned. And I'm looking for that transformation, because I know I've been connected with Andrea and Jeff Hazim for a long time. I see the children before and after. I've seen her own sons. when they went through this program.
Yeah.
And I've seen a difference in them that it's made. And a lot of the children, that because they have a youth ministry here that I'm around. And I want my children to learn these skills. And I could do my best to teach them as a dad, but they need to not just go to a camp where they're playing volleyball. They need to go to a camp where they're learning these skills to grow up and to really fit their roles in life that Yahweh wants them to live.
Yeah. They don't realize that personal growth and becoming mature emotionally, socially, spiritually is fun. They don't know that. But they find out. When they see that they're valued in a room full of teenagers and their voice matters, that's supercharged fun. They're like, wow. I've had students say, I didn't even know I liked to speak. I didn't even know I like people. I didn't know people like me. And they become like a different kid by the end of the week. I had this one girl, I'll never forget her, and I knew her through homeschooling. We used to carpool, and she was so shy, and I have three sons. So the boys would all sit in the back of the van, and she would sit with me. And I would try to engage her, like, so what's your dreams, Tali? Like, I love teenagers. And like, so tell me, like, how could I help you, you know, like, whatever. And it took like 5 years of me knowing her to get her to come. She wouldn't even sit with the students. She sat on the back wall with some of the support staff. It took like 2 days. We finally warmed her up to the back row. By the end of the week, I've never seen such a big transformation. She literally, like, she looked different. She wore her hair different. She was smiling, dancing. Like, we're like, huh. In the morning, we have a special, this is really special. We have a session called Shares, and it's just a stool and a microphone. And you see by the end of the week, they can't wait to get up there because it's their session. It's for them to speak. And it's about things that they're realizing about themselves or maybe something that hurt them in their life. And but by the end of the week, she got up there on the last day. I think she was the last person. And she was like, yeah, I know. I probably look different to you. She goes, I honestly, and this was what touched our heart. We were all crying. She goes, I did not know I like people. I've been hurt by people. I didn't trust people. I didn't know people would like me. I thought I was such an introvert. Who's going to want to be my friend? And now I have like 50 friends, and they're all cheering and clapping and hugging her and filling up her envelopes, telling her how proud they were of her, of the breakthroughs that she had all week. What environment is there like that?
Well, on your YouTube page, and I'll put the link below, what's so powerful is the children's testimonials of after they went. They all give like a 5 or 10 minute of what they learned, what they expected. They all said, I was nervous when I first went there, and I didn't know what to expect. By the time they were done, they're like, I'm so glad I came, and I can't wait to come back again next year.
I'm glad you said that.
Oh, I watched it, and I watched them with my daughter, and that got her really excited to go because my daughter's nervous. She's never been something like this. But she saw all the children said they were nervous when they started. Yes. But by the time they ended, they were like, wow, this was amazing. And I can't wait to come back. And I'm just so excited for it. And I'm telling you this because I want you just not to know about this, but send your children to a place like this. It's in July, and it's for a whole week.
Yeah.
And
in a beautiful hotel, Pompano Beach, top security. Everybody's background checked and vetted that they're role models. I pick top of the top role models. So these young people get to do life for a week with like a big brother or sister who, if they ask a question like, how do you do dating pure? They're going to go, oh, let me tell you, would you like that in your life? And they can walk them through what that looks like. Do you know? Like they don't want to, sometimes they don't want to hear from mom and dad. Let's be honest. Even their youth group leader, they're like, they've heard it. Now they need a mentor in their life. And a lot of them stay connected with their mentors, which is a beautiful relationship gets built. They come year after year. They look forward to seeing that mentor again, and they grow up.
Yeah, and you can fly right down to Fort Lauderdale Airport, and it's just amazing. I know some people that are coming for their family's going to be on vacation, and they're sending their children because it's a wonderful vacation destination.
It is.
So they're dropping off their children at the conference and the training, and then they're going to have their vacation in Florida, and then at the end of it, they're going to go to that last day event.
Yep.
And so this isn't just for somebody local. Anywhere in the country,
they fly in,
and even international if you can, fly in, and it's going to be worth it. And I know this family that's putting on this, I know Andrea and her husband for a long time, a really long time, and I'm so excited they're doing this. So thank you for doing this. And please put your comments and questions below. But there's not a lot of time for this year. It starts next month in July.
Yes.
So I want to get this out as soon as possible so you can see this. Let me know if you have any questions. But it's going to be a wonderful event. And
it's
exciting.
Can I say one more
thing? Go right ahead.
You know, I feel like a talent scout. I'm always looking for that incredible role model, mentor, a guest speaker, amazing student to come and be one of my TLT alumni. If any of you are like 21 to 32, something like that, and you want to come on a mission trip, and you know you're solid, and you have a lot to pour into the younger generation, please come on the website, contact me, and apply. We still have space for a few more mentors, obviously based on how many students we get and that we need. But my goal is 7 guy mentors and 7 girl mentors and 56 students. And after that, we're capping it. So if that's you and that's tugging on your heart right now, please reach out to me, because you get just as much out of it as somebody checking out of your life and going to be a serving leader and pour into a young person. What do you wish you knew at 16? They need to know it, right? So that's a big thing.
So, and the age of the people attending are, what's the age range?
13, or I'll take a mature 12 turning 13. Usually I say going into 7th grade. So if it's that summer between 6th and 7th grade, that's appropriate. In the homeschool world, people don't always look at grades. So 13 to 19. I do sometimes have a 20-year-old come, especially if they want to be a future mentor, but they haven't gone through training. I'll have them come go through as a student. So, yeah, it's really just all teenagers.
All right. Well, the links are going to be below. If you have questions for either of us, let us know below and get there. It's going to be amazing. So thank you again.
All
and
right.
Go to the YouTube page and see the videos and the promo video for this that explains everything.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. If you have children, this event is happening in July in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's going to be a one-week event, a sleepover event, where they're going to teach children how to be tomorrow's leaders. You can go to the website and you could find out more, which is tltmovement.com, tltmovement.com, or you can contact me via my website, torahlifeministries.org, and I'm happy to tell you more about this amazing program. Definitely something children should be doing. I think the ages are 13 all the way up to 19 or 20. Get your children involved in this wonderful conference. And I'm excited to be part of this and to be promoting it. So please, 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 I put this here on the radio so somebody here looking for their children to do something next month in July can be part of this program. All right, everybody, put your questions. Let me know what they are at my website. Thank you and have a great day.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
Ezekiel stared down into the valley, filled with dried bones baking in the sun. Remains that used to be a mighty army, to him it looked like the fighting days were done. But driven by your calling on his life, you spoke God's words, the bones began to shake. Stared wide-eyed as the flesh began to form, and as it prophesied to the wind, the soldiers began to wake. And the Lord sent his wind into the valley and breathed the breath of life into their